feeding time.
Now, how would you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Well, you just grab a hard silk.
All right. And how about to make them stand still at milk?
Saw.
And how about calls to calves?
You just silk, you know.
And for mules and horses to make them turn left and right?
Gee and haw.
And then calls to horses to get them in it.
Say corp.
Such a thing. And then to get a horse started, you say
get up.
And then to get after he's going, and you want to keep him going, you might holler. Did you say something different when he's after he's moving?
Get in there, George.
Okay. Okay. And then they'll stop a horse.
Say whoa.
And then what if you were going to put him into a buggy? You know, you're gonna hitch him up to a buggy. So you might have to.
You have to back him up in the shafts.
When you back him into the shafts, how'd you get him to do that?
Well, you just take him for the bit, you know.
Just, you didn't say anything to him.
Just back up.
I see.
Back up. Back him right up
okay.
In the shafts.
And how about calls to pigs at feeding time?
Piggy.
All right, and to sheep?
Codan.
Is that right?
That's why they call sheep.
That's good.
You know, I didn't know that for
no.
I was a grown. I was a grown man.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how to call sheep.
Uh-huh.
A man from North Carolina was over here in the timber business.
Uh-huh.
And he learned me to call sheep. I didn't know it.
Codan.
Uh-huh.
Was he from right over the mountain?
He was out of North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Quite a little ways out of Hickory, North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know where that is. Right. Now, the calls to chickens.
Chick.
And if you want to get the horse ready for driving, you'd say, I've got a...
Curl my horse and...
And then
hitch him.
Yeah. Now, would you say hitch him rather than gear him up or harness
him
up?
Well, no, I'd come first. You'd say you got to gear my horse and
uh-huh.
Hitch him.
Now, the gear in the horse, that's different from hitching, is that...?
Yeah, it's when you put the gears on him.
I see.
Put the collar and the hames.
I see, but then the hitching is when you actually attach them to the
buggy. Attach them to the buggy, yeah.
And you would say the same thing in plowing?
Yeah, same thing.
Then the things you hold on to when you're plowing?
That's lines and the handles of the plow.
All right, and how about the things you hold when you're horseback riding?
That's the reins.
And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Now when two horses are plowing, the one on the left is called the...
Lead horse.
And then if something isn't a great distance away, for instance, I'm talking to you about, I ask you how far it is to the store, you say, oh, it's just a
little ways.
All right, but if it's a considerable distance, you might say, oh, that's a
long way.
Right. And if something isn't hard to find, like toothpaste or something, someone's aboard, you get that, you say, oh, you can pick that up almost.
Most anywhere.
And if somebody fell this way, you'd say he fell...
backwards.
And if he fell this way...
Fell forward.
Now, the trenches cut by a plow are called...
Furrows.
And then, if you're talking about this grain we were talking about yesterday, so we raised a big...
Big amount.
Crop.
Big crop of corn or wheat. Barley or oats, whatever the case.
Now, if you're gonna, if you have a field that you haven't used for some time, it has trees on it and things and shrubs and bushes. You might say you're going. Yesterday we had to go. We went out there and removed all that stuff.
Removed all that grubbed or you know.
Yeah. Now grub.
Bulldozed or something like that.
But before you had a bulldozer or something. Now
was grubbed.
Yeah, it was grubbed. That was. But if you were just going to use it for pasture, you might just cut everything down flat to the ground.
Yeah, you could do that.
Now, what would you call that? You wouldn't call that grubbing, would you?
No. Just cut down a piece of timber and put it in grass.